obviously a big game today, and we prepared well for it, and never got the result in the end. Obviously disappointing, and we look at wins and get on with it. It's obviously not a lot of the overall position too much, in the sense that it still looks, kind of three horse race there, if you like, for two positions. And it's up to us now. I think 13 games to go now. It's almost like I'm in the league now, and it's who's going to come out on top in that. So yeah, we disappointment certainly for ourselves and for the hardy souls that made the trip north, which is disappointing. But we just need to move on and look forward to the Dundee game on.
Yeah, I mean, the club have brought in 3-4 new players come in today. What do you make of their performance?
Yeah, obviously Connor. It was great for Connor himself getting the goal, and yeah, certainly added to the dressing room and to the competition that we've got now. We'll probably one or two more back next week as well from injury. So certainly adds to the mix, and hopefully that'll be a good thing for us in the coming weeks, and in the final weeks towards the end of the season, that we do have that competition certainly. And the manager's he's got that at his disposal now, which we've maybe not had in previous weeks with it's well documented the amount of injuries that we've had. So yeah, hopefully they have brought a boost to the squad. Hopefully we can, once they the more time they have with us, they can start to make more of an impact.
Yeah, I mean, as the club captain, have you had any special role trying to integrate these new guys, so many players?
Yeah.
It's a real like model to bring in so many
players.
Yeah,
of course it is. Yeah, when MD new comes to the club, it's always nice to try and make them feel as welcome as possible. And obviously there's been quite a lot in a short period of time, so it's getting to know a lot of new people, and obviously them getting to know us as well and know the club and build relationships here. So as I said, hopefully time, certainly out in the park as well, getting to know strengths and weaknesses and things like that of each other is, hopefully in the coming weeks we can get the best out of each other and start moving up. I'll start looking up. I mean, any time you lose a game, it's significant. It's you never feel happy after losing a game of football. But it's as I said to you, it probably doesn't alter the overall picture in terms of, there seems to be three teams there that are really going to be scrapping it out. But certainly it'll give Ross County a lift. There's no doubt about that. As I said, you flip it round and winning any game, it certainly gives you a little bit of a confidence boost. But from our own perspective, no, it doesn't change too much. At the end of the day, we go away, lick our wounds, and start to prepare for three big home games now in a row, and that's something we really need to target and take as many points as we can. It's going to be defining 12 or 13 weeks, to be honest. But yeah, certainly, as you mentioned, the next few weeks you've got to have good, try and build some good form, especially at home, and this little period gives us that chance. And it's probably going to be the team that can put two or three results together that will pull themselves away, and we just want to try and be that team. So yeah, we look forward to Dundee. I know they had a good result themselves today, and so it's not going to be easy, but certainly given that it's at home, hopefully that can give us the kickstart that we need.
Yeah, I mean, having had so many years of fantastic success back to back, how difficult is it, particularly for yourself and the guys that have been there through it all, to all of a sudden you find yourselves in
it's very difficult. Of course it is. It's something, as I said on numerous occasions, we've not been used to it, certainly a different sort of mentality going into games, especially at this time of the season, and obviously fighting for a different cause in some respects. But it's not one, certainly know what type of games after type of season I prefer, if you know what I mean. Look, whatever we've done, we've spoken about that. It's no good going on about how well we've done in previous years. That's football. You look on, it's the next game that matters, not last week's games or last year's games. It's the next game, and as I said to you, that's what we really need to do. Maybe we've been a bit guilty of that early part of the season, in terms of maybe thinking that we'll get out of it, but I think history's certainly shown that there's you only need to look to last year in terms of the Hibs and things like that going down, and people say maybe too good to go down, that old tag's used. But look, we know we're in a dogfight, and it's up to us to get ourselves out of it. But we are certainly as determined as ever to do that.
And will you get it over?
Of course we will. Yeah, of course we will. We will. We believe that. We believe we've got enough in the dressing room and coaching staff, players. We still believe in each other. We just need to start showing it out on the park and hopefully get fans behind us. But it's up to us to show them something that can let them get behind us. We're not doing it enough at the moment, simple as that. But, you know, do we think we can get ourselves out? Of course we do. And as I said, it's big games coming up. It's up to us to go out and win more than we lose. We'll be determined to try and do it.
That's great, Keith.
All right, not a